Blog Talk Radio.
This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. It's 9 o'clock. It's TGIF. That's right. TGIF. Thanks goodness. It's Fernando time. This is Fernando, the host of the Fernando Poniente Show. Join us live, 347-884-8125. Here in Wisconsin, in the middle of, the Midwest, in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Actually, I'm in the middle of the woods. I'm camping out. Just kidding. I'm right here in my studio, which I call the home, doing this show. Hey, there's a lot of things to talk about tonight. I was going to talk about some stupid stuff tonight, as part of like the monologue and stuff like that. And by the way, the show tonight's going to be an interesting show. We have Nate Mathis coming on board, joining us. He's going to stop by here to talk about some real estate. Am I saying that right, people? Oh, man. You got to agree with me on that one, right? All right. Thank you. Boo. Yeah, anyway, stop it. Where was I? Yeah, okay. So Nathan Mathis is going to be stopping by here later on in the hour, and we're going to be playing some song tonight. I don't know. What do you guys want to hear tonight? If you have a special request, well, I can't take any special requests. You're going to have to pick. here's what I have. Pee-wee? No, that's just kidding. I don't have Pee-wee Herman. Okay, we have Double Think. I've had Double Think on my show a couple months ago, and also Holy Man by the Soapbox Project. Speaking of Holy Man by Soapbox Project, well, Soapbox Project is actually formerly known as a Hooch. It's like the band. Derek Remnes was in my show a couple days ago. There's actually a summer fest going on right now at the LaRue station in North Freedom. So make sure you go there. Just Google LaRue station. You should be able, or you can go to the soapboxproject.com and you should be able to tell you there. So, and we'll play the Holy Man later on. And also, maybe El Producto Supremo, huh? How about the speaker bump? You like that? Yeah, I bet you do. And we'll have Nate Mathis on. Now, the thing I want to talk about tonight is, that hits the news. It's Sarah Palin quitting. That is right. The political, I don't know. She was big, okay? She was big. So she was bigger than a Pelosi, But, there's a lot of furious out there. I think I'm going to have to go through with that right now. And if you... If you have any other theory besides mine, feel free to call 347-884-8125, and I can't seem to get my chat room to work, so having technical difficulties there. So, you're going to have to maybe come back. If you're trying to get into the chat room, you won't be able to because it's not loading right, and Block Talk Radio is going to have to answer to me on that one. I'm just kidding. No. So, come back. And also 347-884, even if sometimes you might not be able to get through if you call that, guest. So you probably have to dial again, Just keep trying. All right, and what was I? Yeah, Palin's resignations. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Here you go, okay? Alright. This is it. Here is all that theories that's out there. Why is Mayor Kelly? Alrighty. That was a nice welcome. Thank you. Thank you, crew. You know, I have such a nice crew back here. It's just, you know, they're all, you know, all got my back, and, you know, you're just going to have to, you guys are going to have to, like, just settle down, you know, because I'm, you know, they're eating pie right now. So, maybe I'll take the pie. Maybe I'll take the pie.
Oh,
no, they don't like that. But anyway, all right, so... Still having a problem with our chat room, so I'm going to leave that alone for now because it's kind of distracting me. And I'll let you go on to my, you know, the Manalugi, as I called. All right, the Sarah Palin, you know, this is a bombshell, man. This is like, you know, the holiday weekend and stuff like you can't do this to us, man. Palin, what's wrong with you? You know, we look up to you and all, and you're just going to quit? You're going to give up on us? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? But anyway, the theory, I'm not here to, you know, bash her or anything like that. You know, I like her. I voted for her. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I voted for, you know, McCain and Palin. But anyway, that's besides the point. The theory is out there. There's a lot of theory out there. Now, the theory number one, oh, man, her feelings are really hurt by the, you know, the media, just, you know, getting bombarded on him and, and we all know that the Palin's and the media's lock horns, and so basically he's on a regular basis, you know. And the recent one would be, you know, that I don't know if you read that. I didn't read. I just read, you know, a couple of that. You know, that Todd Perdue's, you know, his word about, you know, in the vanity, you know, it was kind of a little doozy. And, so that's like one of the reasons why I don't know if that's the reason why, but this is a theory, man. This is just like evolution, you know. Don't judge me, you know. Theory is a theory. Okay, right. So, you know, theory number one, Vanity Fair hurt her feelings, you know, with that Todd Perdue's 10,000 word, you know, saying that McCain's, you know, little shop of horrors. And accusation of incompetence and personality disorder and leaked personal emails and so on and so forth. So that's theory number one. Write that down, will you? Yeah, I'm going to have this guy write that down. Okay, number one. Number two, she's running for president. What do you know? What do you know? So when Palin first announced she would not seek re-election, the conventional wisdom was that she would be running for president in 2012. You know, that's... I hate to say it, but I think that's my theory also. It goes to that. And that she's going to be running for president. You know, she's going to lay low, you know, run for president. You know, maybe she'll take something from what Obama did, you know. I don't know if she will, but, well, why not? I don't know. I'm just asking my own question. Huh? So, and as recently as last week, the government was fundraising aggressively for her political action committee. So Sarah PAC, you know, .org, you can go there. You can be able to see that. And, well, you know, at least some of the members of Palin 2012 people, they're still pounding their drums. And, yeah, Sarah Palin and Barack Obama never finished their first term as senator. Maybe it's a new trend, you know? Maybe that's a new trend. Maybe just quit and go on for the big, big kahuna out there. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, well, if she's going to be running for 2012, we all know that Barack Obama is already campaigning for the second term. That's right. That's right, people. You didn't know that? Oh, shame on you if you didn't know that. But anyway, theory number three, we're going to keep going here, running out of time. She's not running for president. How about that? How the theory of that? MSNBC actually came up with that. That's stupid. that Andrew Mitchell floated the notion that Palin isn't aiming for the White House or any other offices. She genuinely hates politics. That's what she said on the television after Palin's speech. Is that she has told some of the biggest backers that she is free to choose other candidates for 2012. She told some of her top backers that she had it and was out of politics. She does not want to seek elected office, and Sarah Palin will remain unpredictable. But as far as we know, she will not be running for president. What kind of theory is that? So she quit because she's not running for president? Ugh. Theory number four is even hideous and stupid. Year than number three is that she's pregnant again. Rick Dirty Sanchez of CNN. Did I just say that? I am sorry. Rick Sanchez. I can't get over that. Sanchez says on CNN that this is shortly after Palin's speech. Okay, Rick Sanchez started throwing out a lot of possibilities. He said, well, there's been a couple of other situations that might cause someone to feel a lot of stress. And the one thing that's still left out there is, hey, she could be pregnant again. What a douchebag. Year number five, sick inside of Alaska. Okay, who came up with that? Joe Biden? Come on. How could you not be, Alaska? A lot of things are going on in Alaska, So, CNN John Key reported the source closed the Palin policies and team said the resignation was a quote-unquote calculation related to her book deal and other issues that were causing a lot of friction up in Alaska. In her resignation speech, Palin said she can do as much good for Alaskan outside of her office as she can in it. But is it actually the lower 48 she's after? CNN reports? Really, CNN? Theory number six, it was a whim. A talking points memo notes that in a moment before her resignation speech, Palin Twitter may have been suggested that she hadn't decided yet on resignation. Palin's tweets referred to her decision not to seek re-election, but nothing else. Well, soon attached info on decision to not seek re-election. This is in Alaska's best interest, she said. My family's happy. Is it good? Stay tuned. That's Politico, Politico.com. You can follow Twitter. You can follow Sarah Palin. You can go to Twitter.com/AKGovSarahPalin. All right, running out of time here. And, theory number seven, the ethics police were about to nab her. And what? Ethics? Ethics police? Were about to nab her? This says in her resignation speech, Palin said she refused to stand by why Alaska wasted taxpayer money investigating her, presumably referring to the state's ethical inquiries into Palin's behavior in the so-called Trooper Gator scandal. Ah, come on. That's worse than the, I don't know. Theory number eight, she's unstable. Okay, this is just plain Palin hater, okay? Democratic National Committee spokesman Brad Woodhouse, the Woodpecker House, issued a statement characteristic of Palin's resignation as bizarre behavior. But like he hasn't seen any, Democrats or other Republican, other politicians quit. It doesn't make sense to me. So, theory number nine, her handlers are incompetent. Her handlers are incompetent? Theory? That's a theory? And the question is, could Palin's resignation shock or simply be the product of poor handling? I don't know. Why don't you ask yourself, do you pat yourself every time you put food in your mouth? Theory number 10, she's angling for a TV show. There you go. I mean, she won't be able to do that. What is she going to do? She won't be able to compete with Obama. Obama's on his TV 24/7, my friend. They even have live camera in the White House, No, that's not, can't be. That theory is not, that's going to go down the drain. Theory number 11, she has a God complex. In his controversial Vanity Fair profile, the guy named Purdue noted that multiple Alaskans who work closely with Palin accused her of having narcissistic personality disorder. There you go. And that, my friend, is the theory why. So if you have, any other theory, call me, 347-884-8125. And if it's stupid, I will send you a box of snakes. So, thank again for listening to that theory of Sarah Palin. But in the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and, hang out with Nate Mathis. Because I know that, he likes to hang out. He likes to hang out on the Fernando Pugnani show. That's right. what am I going to do here? Yeah. There you go. Hold on a second here. I found a ball here. One second. There you go. You just sit tight, people. Sit tight. Hold on a second here. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, what happened there? All right. But anyway, I deserve some recognition here. Thank you. Oh, that's kind of late. Ah. So, we gotta skip the music for now, and we'll go in and hang out with Nate. I believe he's on the line. 3448. Is that you, Nate Mathis?
Yes, it is.
Nate Mathis, how you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I am a little ticked off about that Sarah Palin theory. There's some stupid theories there. Like they said, other theories I didn't mention is like the voodoo got into her.
Yeah, I have some theories of my own on that issue, but I'll stay out of that for right now.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be hated, No, I don't want to hate mail right now. I don't want to hate mail. And people, if you get a hate, don't even bother because I'm going to hate back. So, Nate Mathis. I know that you're the real estate guru, real estate expert over here. Can you tell me? Tell the listeners more about you and what you do.
Sure, I am a licensed real estate agent for the Stark Company. I help people look for homes that they're obviously looking to buy, and then listing homes. Most of my focus is with first time home buyers. Really educating them on the home buying process and how it works. And then I have a few listings and getting people to understand what the market's currently doing. And basically it's a lot of educating people on how things are working and what they need to know and how they need to go about it. So,
right. Exactly. I agree with you on educating people. That's what I won't take that thing. I'm a product broker myself, we'll take that into, selling's perspective, teaching perspective rather than selling, You just give them information and say, hey, you know why you need this? This is why you need this, stupid,
Well, I don't know if they'd hire me if I called them stupid. But
just knock them in the head and just like, come on, why are you so dumb, So how long you been doing this, man?
I have been in real estate for almost 8 months, actually since the beginning of the year.
Okay.
I started.
Beginning of the year, and then with the Stark Company?
Yes.
Stark Homes. Is that StarkHomes.com, right? Is that the website?
Yes, StarkHomes.com. And then for my page, it's StarkHomes.com/Nate Mathis.
Oh, okay. So Nate Mathis in there. All right. And, I know that I mentioned that to you that we had our house for sale or up in on the market, and unfortunately it didn't sell because I was asking for like $2.5 million, But,
oh yeah, quite the home. 7,000 square feet on the lake in the Dell.
It's a nice home, man. I have like 3-bedroom house, a basement. The reason was going to be 2.5 because I was going to include my 2 kids.
Oh, yeah. Trying to pare it down a little bit. From the
right. I mean, they can cook. They can, do your laundry and stuff like that. If you buy my house, I include my kids with you. I am just kidding. My goodness. No hate mail, please. No hate mail. With the housing, you all know the housing market is on a wreck. And I think it's slowly rebounding. Is that what's going on?
It is. The thing that people don't understand right now about the market is a lot of people hear what they see on, like, MSNBC or national publications or news shows.
Yeah.
Well, real estate is a very localized thing. What's happening in California or Florida or Nevada is not necessarily happening here in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
In the past 6 months, I can give you the market analysis for the last first quarter of this year.
Go ahead.
The house prices did go down 1.4% from the same time a year ago, but that's because in 2006 the average house price in Dane County was $215,000. Then it jumped up to $218,000 in 2007, and it jumped back down to $214,000. So that 1.4% on the average is where that comes from. It's not necessarily that all the house prices in this area are going to go crazy. Your houses are worthless. It's just that's not what's going on. It might be that way in Florida. And also, let me see what I was reading here. The Madison market recently fell into the lowest minimal risk category for a house decrease value 2 years from now, with a 6% chance of lower prices. And then there's areas like Southern California, Florida, parts of, Arkansas, a few counties in Illinois, actually, that are in the 70 to 100% chance of prices decreasing in 2 years from now. So South Central Wisconsin really has not the volatile market that everyone else has. I mean, it's not like it was in 2006 because that was kind of a strange market on its own. I mean, people were buying really quick, and that's really what happened to the market in those other places, is that the house prices got too inflated, and then now people are trying to sell them, or they've gotten on really bad loans, and then they all of a sudden they got a 5/1 ARM where their interest rate was 0% for 5 years, and after the 5 years is over, then it jumps up to like 10% all of a sudden, and then their small mortgage of $1,500 just went up to $3,000 or $4,000, and all of a sudden they can't afford it anymore, and then they get foreclosed on.
Right, yeah, there we go. That's what happened. Now, I know I have a couple of questions here for you, but we have callers coming in here, and we're going to open up a line again, 347-884-8125, and I've been trying to get my chat room to start. It seems like there you go. Hi, hello there, chat room. So if you're on the computer, just join us in the chat room. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show, the Poniente Show. Let's take 7639 real quick, and 7639, you're on the Fernando Pugnani Show.
Hi, this is your co-host calling in.
You're late.
Sorry about that. I had to tend to some kids and barking dogs, or running away dogs. But, I just want to say thanks for being on the show, Nate. And actually, when you were just talking, I just called in, but what you were just saying a little bit ago opened my eyes to, like, how so many people were foreclosed on. If they were in the ARMs and then the market decreased in value, then they can't refinance their house because it appraises less and they owe more. Is that correct, that what might have happened?
That is correct. I mean, if the house prices have dropped considerably in those places and they try to refinance, obviously they're not going to have enough equity built into refinance to begin with, and in most cases they don't have the funds available to them to make the payments to refinance the house.
Right.
And the house value is just—it's gone down, so they're not.
All right. Don't hang up to that thought. I'm gonna get. I'm gonna pick up another caller over here. 9928. It's going to 217-722-9928. Come on in, the Fernando Pugnani Show.
What's going on? It's Pinto, my man.
The Pinto, the sports recap cap guy. What's going on, Pinto? What's the real estate over there at Aurora or Rockford, Illinois? Any house for sale for, like, let's say, $5?
A house for sale for $5? Well, if there was, I would be all over that deal.
Yeah, like a cardboard box. But anyway, if you have any questions, do you have any questions for the real estate guru, Nate Mathis here, Pinto?
Well, are any property, or the property deal, any of the houses anywhere, pretty much, or are they gonna...
Oh, yeah, there's houses everywhere, Pinto.
Yeah, that's not really my question, thanks.
Okay. All right.
Properties for a lot of housing's down. Will it ever go back up anytime soon was my question.
Okay.
Will house prices go up soon? Yes. When the economy starts to pick back up, obviously, people will be able to buy again. And when they're able to buy and the market is stronger because of the economy, you'll see a pickup in house prices as well. Right now, I can tell you that in Madison, the $150,000 to $200,000 house price area, that market has actually gone from a buyer's market to a seller's market because there's decreasing demand or supply versus the demand of people who are trying to buy those houses because of the $8,000 tax credit. A lot of first-time home buyers are buying those houses, which is actually able to let the sellers raise the price if they're going to be listing a house that would have been listed 6 months ago at $150,000, they can now start to list those a little bit higher. And eventually all the first-time home buyers getting the tax credit will buy the lower-priced houses, and then the people who are in those lower-priced houses can move up to a bigger house, and the vice versa. It'll keep going from there. It's a pyramid effect, but it's got to start at the bottom.
And
when a market like this has, whatever the economy has seen a recession like this, it's always the real estate market, from what I've been told, that takes it in, and then it's also the real estate market that will bring it back out, because housing is very important, obviously, to people's lives, and they need to have places to live. So once the market is, there's more stability in the market, there's more confidence in the market, and once in a while buying, obviously the house prices will start to go back up, yes.
Unless you're a homeless person, and then you don't care. Don, do you have any questions? Hello, Don, you're still there. Go 7639, go ahead.
I'm here.
All right, welcome back. Yes, we can hear you. So go ahead and fire up your question.
I just called in right before. What was he talking about? That the Midwest it doesn't have that much of a declining market right now, or
do you want to answer to that, Nate?
It's not declining at the pace that everyone else has been droned into from the media right now. That the doom and gloom is happening everywhere. The housing market it's not good. The housing market in South Central Wisconsin is working. It's fine. It's stable. It has gone down slightly. And the recent assessments that people have received will reflect that. I mean, there is a small decrease in house prices. However, it's not the dramatic 50, 60, 70% some places that have seen, like California and Florida. I mean, we're in a pretty safe area here. I mean, as far as jobs go, I mean, Janesville's obviously seen a few headaches lately. But I know of Reedsburg, there's been some closes up there, I mean, with some foundry things because they were working for the auto industries. But, I mean, for the most part, in most places of South Central Wisconsin and Northern Illinois, you'll see that the job market hasn't seen the unemployment go up as fast as it has. So.
Right. And the media says, that's what they want you to believe, that, the doom and gloom and stuff like that. Now, the stimulus package and all, do you think that's going to make a difference with the economy?
The stimulus package that affects housing, yes, has made a significant impact, especially in our market, because, like I was saying earlier, with that $8,000 tax incentive that people are able to get, which, by the way, I want people to know that you have to close on your house by November 31st. In order to receive the $8,000 tax credit.
And that's the first-time home buyer, though, right?
If you haven't purchased a primary residence in the last 3 years, you're eligible for that tax credit. Also, the FHA is considering, and they're putting it into law very soon, that you are able to use the $8,000 as your down payment on an FHA, a Federal Housing Authority loan, by getting a bridge loan from them, where you'll have to refile your 2008 taxes to get the credit, and they'll get paid back. And you won't receive the credit, obviously, next year on your taxes, but you'll be able to use that as a down payment. And that's something the FHA is working out right now. It's being discussed, so you'll have to talk to your financial institution if that's available to make sure that they do FHA loans.
So who benefits from the $8,000 right now, the seller or the buyer, or both right now with what they have in law?
It's for a buyer. It's for first-time home buyers.
Okay, so they get the tax credit. The only difference is they're trying to get a backdated tax credit?
Yeah, the backdated tax credit would be like if you were to buy a house right now and you weren't able to come up with the down payment on your own, FHA is right now willing to let you use the $8,000 as your down payment.
Okay.
So get a bridge loan from the bank that the government's going to back, obviously, anyway, because it's a federal loan. And then you have to refile your taxes for your 2008 taxes, and then that will cancel out your tax credit for next year. And then it'll get paid back. If you are just going to do it the way it was originally set up, when you file your taxes next year on your tax return, you'll receive $8,000 as a tax credit for being a first-time home buyer. And that's if you haven't purchased, like, if you had a home way back when, like you've already bought a house and you have since not owned a house for 3 years, if it hasn't been, you know, like you've been renting for 3 years or whatever the case may be, you can buy a primary home and you can use that, and that qualifies you and makes you eligible for the $8,000 tax credit.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
The answers.
That answered your question. Okay. And Pinto, do you have any questions? Another question for Nate Mathis over here?
No, actually, the first one I had pretty much summed it up. It was actually pretty good stuff.
All right, and we are going to take a break. We're going to play music real quick, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more. Also, Pinto is going to do a sports recap at about 9:45. And make sure you stay tuned and join us, 347-884-8125. Again, you can go in the chat room. And I want to welcome Winston Pitts on the chat room. How are you doing, Winston? So just hang on there. And we'll play some music. I'm going to play the personal favorite, which would be Double Think. Double Think was in the Fernando Poniani show a couple months ago, I believe. Yeah, you can find Double Think on MySpace.com. Double Think. This is called California Doll. Hotels California Doll by Double Think. California Doll. You can find Double Think on MySpace, myspace.com/Double Think. Let's bring everyone in here. I know the Pinto's probably is going to be... Pinto, you need to call back because you're going to do the sports recap. That's right, I'm talking to you. But let's bring in my co-host. My co-host, Dawn, is bringing up. She is so hot. She's smoking right now over the phone. That's my... That's my co-host, Don. Also, we have a real estate guru, Nate Mathis. He's so, I mean, he's so smart. Smart bombs. It's called now Nate Bomb. Right, Nate?
I'm a smart, what'd you say?
You're so smart, this smart bomb's now called Nate Bomb.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Yeah, that was cheesy. Anyway.
All good.
Yeah. But let's welcome Pinto. Pinto back. Pinto is so handsome. I don't know what Brad Pitt's gonna do.
I know. I just can't help it. Brad Pitt's got nothing on me. Besides, you know, a smoking hot wife.
That's right. So you know, I like playing basketball. I'm playing basketball right now. You know. There we go.
I've heard you've got a pretty bad jump shot.
Listen to this. Oh, nothing but net.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you hear that? I can do that again. Watch. Listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Here we go. Kobe. Oh, man.
Kobe
ain't got nothing on me. That's right.
That's so technical.
So, Pinto, give us a sports recap on the Pinto. Coming from the Pinto's Playhouse, here's Pinto doing the recap on the sports.
Oh. Oh, it's Kim
like
across
that?
Here. Wow, that was
like,
awesome. I like that.
You like that intro?
That was a good intro.
See, you're speechless. Go ahead. Do
I've
your,
never had an intro before like that ever. But I had a couple stories come across my we can call it newswire, quote unquote newswire. Brett Favre and his I guess deciding whether he's going to come out of retirement for a second time to play for the Minnesota Vikings. My thoughts on that, I'll get your thoughts on that, but my thoughts on this real quick is I'd love to see the guy play. Grown up watching him for years and years and years, but I think if he comes back and plays with Minnesota, a Green Bay rival, he may have well just spit on his legacy in Green Bay and just destroyed it for good, because I think that's probably what's going to happen if he comes back again. What do you think?
I think, if he comes back, that's a nail in the coffin right there. I mean,
especially against a division rival.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't see any daylight on that. It's just going to be, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what to say on that.
It'd break my heart just a little bit if, you know, just a little bit if he came back and, oh.
Your kids are running around the kitchen again, Pinto, so I can hear them.
I don't have any kids. What's your deal?
Yeah, I'm going to have to mute Dawn. I think she has 12 kids, so I'll get back.
And
I'm gonna get back to her. So I'll continue on.
Well, and you watch a little baseball, don't you? I know you watch the NBA, but you watch some Major League Baseball, don't you?
Oh yeah, that's right.
And you heard about Manny Ramirez and his 50-game suspension?
That I did not hear.
Well, you know Manny Ramirez, he got benched for 50 games for violating Major League Baseball's performance enhancing drug policy, substance policy. He took something that was banned by Major League Baseball. I'm not exactly sure what it is. You know, I mean, I'm not confirming what it is, but from what I've been hearing, it's a drug that was made specifically for females, I think. I'm not quite sure. But needless to say that it was banned by Major League Baseball. Again, not sure what it was, but that's just what I've been hearing. But what I've noticed is he returned to the Dodgers tonight. And, of course, you probably heard about all the hullabaloo around Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot about Manny Ramirez. Why do you think that is?
Boy. I don't know. I'm just blank right now. My mind just went blank the last time you talked 30 seconds. Because my phone line just got flooded. I got now 22 callers right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on a second. What was the question again? I don't even know where to start. I'm sorry, callers. I'm sorry?
The question was, Manny Ramirez, he returned from his 50-game suspension tonight. I haven't heard a whole lot of, like, negativity towards Manny Ramirez.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious to, you know, find out what everybody else thinks. I'll save my opinion for later, but I'm curious to hear what everybody else thinks.
Well, I think, I mean, it's for slapping him 50 games. I mean,
for 50-game suspension.
Right, he should be kicked out of the league.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, if they're serious about that, about steroids and all that, you know, whatever enhancement that they use, if MLB, Major League Baseball, is serious about that, I don't care what your name. I mean, I don't care if you're A-Rod or Manny Ramirez or something. They should be kicked out of the league. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if they're taking that lightly, they will take you. Not, you know, they will not take you seriously. Am I correct there?
What's that?
I mean, am I right? I mean, I just say they're not going to take you seriously. If you're taking them lightly, they're not going to take you seriously.
No, not now. With the way baseball is going nowadays, it's hard to take any of these guys seriously anymore. Because, you know, if someone does something spectacular, you know, you're always going to have that thought in the back of your mind: oh, is he cheating? Is he not cheating? You know, maybe he's doing something to bend the rules in some way. And, you know, as a baseball fan, me personally, it's a little upsetting.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. I mean, it's just like, you know, we have to you know, take the responsibility and, you know, and step your foot and say, you know, like, put your foot. I don't know. And it's just like, man, I don't care if you're Manny Ramirez. I mean, it's baloney.
I think what it is also is, and I kind of see why Manny might get some of the pass on it, is because he plays the game, well, obviously not the right way, you know, because he's, you know, putting something in his body he shouldn't, but when he's out on the field, he has fun. You know, he clowns around, he has fun. You know, that's why a lot of people say it's just Manny being Manny, and I think a lot of people like that. Me, personally, I do too. So I think just the way he carries himself on the field may give him somewhat of a pass, you know, in what he does off the field. You know,
right.
It's on that.
Well, I don't know. But, well, thanks for that analogy, man. Running out of time over here. Let's pick up Nate Mathis. Thanks for that analogy, dude. We'll do that again, okay, Pinto? Hang around real quick. And we'll do that. That was Pinto from the Pinto Playhouse. Listen to him on every Thursday and Saturday, correct?
Every Thursday, actually, 9 p.m.
Okay, 9 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Pinto's Playhouse.
That's what I be.
Pinto Playhouse? That's what I be. That's what I play. Nate Mathis, are you still there?
I am.
Yes, you are. Where are you getting all these people calling in over here, man? We got 21 callers on queue right now. yeah. The... What I want to ask about the, you know, let's say I'm a seller and I want to talk real estate, back in the real estate. Let's say I'm a seller, I want to sell my house. You know, like I mentioned earlier, I have a 2.5 three bedroom, you know, basement, which includes my two kids with it. You know, that's why it's 2.5.
Sorry, on crib.
Yeah, my 9-year old can cook and everything. But let's say I want to put my house in the market. I mean, what do I look for, like, a realtor or who I can trust? Give me some, you know, points that, you know, listeners can learn, you know, or, you know, when they're selling their house.
Basically, the trust thing is the biggest issue when you're working with somebody. Obviously, selling and buying it's a lot of money that you're spending or that you're going to be getting from the sale. So you want to make sure, first and foremost, that you trust the person that you're working with. And then also that the person is there working for your best interest and has your goals in mind when they're doing things for you. Like if you have to be to a certain state, like if you're selling your house for the primary reason of moving, you want to make sure that that person understands that you have to be here by a certain time, and they're going to set you up with a realistic expectation of what it's going to take to get you there.
Ah, okay. Anything else?
As far as looking for a realtor for selling?
For selling, yes. Like,
yeah,
let's say...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm just saying. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Okay, you just want to make sure that they obviously, they understand the market. They've come to you. They've researched the area. They're familiar with your home. They've been in other homes that are very comparable to yours in the area, and they can show you what's been bought and sold as a market analysis for at least the last 6 months. If it was a year ago, it's no good. You need to just do recent sales because it's ever changing.
Okay. Okay. Don, do you have any questions or anything like that?
Okay, like when you're putting a house on sale, would it be better to put on like age unknown or hearsay what the age of the house is? Like, because we came across that where we told the an appraiser the year of our house when it was built based off of our neighbors that have been around a really, really long time. They told us when our house was built, you know, and then they said something about if, and then they came back with appraisal of dates much older than we told them, and they said that, well, if we want it changed on our appraisal, we have to prove it. And so my question is like, when it comes to, like, selling a house, if we tell what is better, to say age unknown or to say the hearsay, or, like, if we say the hearsay, do we have to prove it?
Well, with the actual age of the house, it's better for you to put unknown because you don't want to say it's a certain age and then be totally wrong because that will leave you open for any lawsuits because you want to be totally truthful with what you're listing your house at. So, yeah, you want to just go with unknown unless you can go down to your county's courthouse in the register of deeds and the records and actually look up when the house was actually first recorded as an occupied home or a structure that people could live in.
Okay. All right, that was my question about that. I had another question, but I can't remember. How many more minutes do we have on the show, Fernando?
We have 5 minutes. I think I'm gonna try to pick up some of these calls and see if if she's gonna be able to come out of here. We have 267-269-0376. Come on in. 0376. Right on. We'll keep you in there. You're probably not paying attention. And also, this is 812-528-3279. Come on in. 3279. All right. Okay. We're not even going to bother for the rest of them because they're not probably. Okay. Anyway, so go back into. Will that answer your question, Don? That.
Yep.
Yeah.
That answers
okay.
The question. Okay. Yep. Those are my questions.
All right. Pinto, any more questions?
Thank you. I'm not thinking of any. That one question is all I really had. I'm just kind of sitting back and taking notes. This is pretty interesting stuff, honestly.
Right, exactly. Were you in the chat room just a little bit ago?
I was trying to, I was going to peek in and see what's going on in the chat room. It is just chaotic in there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a bot or anything like that, but hopefully it doesn't shut down anything. Okay, anyway. Yeah, it's just chaos on the chat room. But anyway, I'm trying to clear some of those off, and I know that hopefully Block Talk Radio can notice this. I just did a screen capture on that. Maybe I can send to blocktalkradio.com. That's ridiculous. Anyway, I couldn't even get in. Anyway, Nate Mathis, where can they can find you? What's your area of like, are you just northern? Do you take northern Illinois also, just in the vicinity, or just plain Madison or Wisconsin?
No, I can't do anything in Illinois because my license is only for Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Oh, I
unfortunately can't do Illinois, but I do Dane County, Sauk County, Columbia County, the areas that I'm familiar with. Obviously, I grew up in Reedsburg, and I'm very familiar with Reedsburg, Baraboo, the Dells, that area up there. I'm familiar with housing and how it goes. And then I obviously live here in Madison, so I've done tons of research on the city, so I'm familiar with that as well.
Okay. So let's say, hypothetically, you know, I'm going to move my 12 kids with, you know, to move to Madison. I mean, your personal opinion, where do you, let's say money is not an issue, you know. I mean, I'm looking for, like, maybe a 5-bedroom, you know, that would include, you know, Cabana Girls and stuff like that, and Cabana Boys.
My Cabana Girl.
So,
people telling me these
where
things?
Do you... Where will you put me? Let's say I'm a celebrity, you know, Fernando Poniente, celebrity. It's like, you know, Nate Mathis, I'm going to need, you know, a house in Madison. So where will you put those celebrity person?
Well, obviously, first I would ask you a whole slew of questions about what exactly you're looking for in a house. But if you're looking for a house that with no price issue at all, Maple Bluff.
Maple Bluff. And
it
why
is
that?
It's in the city of Madison, but it's its own township, and it's right on the lake. It's right on Lake Mendota. The house prices there are in the $400,000 to $5 million range, and not one of them is below that, unless you're like on the
right
of
my backyard. That's right in my backyard, like
lakefront property.
Hopefully, maybe in the future. You never know, dude. Nate, it's like in a few, like 10 years from now, if I'm making that kind of money, dude, I will definitely contact you and buy myself a house in a Maple Bluff. I can guarantee that. You know, this is podcast, so, you know, 10 years from now, if I'm making millions and millions of dollars, you know, record this, download it to your iPod, and send it to me and say, Fernando, look at that. 9:55 p.m., you said you're going to contact me and buy a home. The Maple Bluff, and I'd say, okay, let's do this. But anyway, you can find Nate Mathis on StarkHomes.com/Nate Mathis, and Nate Mathis is you live in Madison, correct?
I do. I work out of the East office for the Stark Company on Cottage Grove Road.
Okay, and how would the listeners be able to contact you if they want to contact you?
My email is nmathis@starkhomes.com, or cell phone is 608-669-3448. The direct line to my desk is 608-443-2531.
2531. All right. And then you're on Facebook, but... And see, the thing is, you don't have Twitter. You probably have, like, maybe 5 followers on Twitter.
Yeah, I need to get...
You're just like Pinto, man. You're just like Pinto. You don't have... You keep saying you have Twitter, but you don't.
I need to get more into it. I spend so much time doing Facebook stuff.
Right. Well, you can actually integrate it. See, this is my expertise coming in there. You can integrate at Twitter to your Facebook.
Really?
Yes, well, you can. And also, you know, I reserve that, you know, just in case if you want it. You know, if you don't want it, that's fine. I reserve the twitter.com/NateMathis for you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I reserve that. So Pinto, the other one you want, you know, pool boy, et cetera, is not available for twitter.com.
Oh, cheap shot at the end of the show. Oh, God.
All right, well, thanks for the caller. Thanks for Nate Mathis coming in. I had a good time hanging out with Nate. Hey, Nate, you stop by here anytime. You're welcome to stop by and hang out with us, okay?
I'll make sure.
Good stuff.
All right. Okay, that was Nate Mathis from Stark Homes, Stark Company. You can find him at StarkHomes.com/NateMathis, or you can find him on Facebook. Just, you know, search him, Nate Mathis, or whatnot. He is a real estate guru, so if you're planning to move to Madison, you know, and buying a house, go look for Nate Mathis. That's right. Pinto, Pinto's Playhouse.
He's cool, boys, really.
On blogtalkwriter.com. Yeah, I'm going to give you the last word, Pinto.
Well, man, I always have fun coming on your show. You are a great host, as always. And be sure to listen to Pinto's Playhouse every Thursday, 9 p.m.
Right.
Thank you again for having me on. Always have a blast.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Pinto. And I'm going to give you Don, my co-host, the loveliest ever. I'm going to give you the last word. Well, I just lied to Pinto. That was not Pinto. That was not your last word. Okay, I'm going to give Don your last word. Okay, it looks like she went and hang out with the birds. Anyway, this is Great Inferno, a.k.a. Fernando Poniente. You just listened to the Fernando Poniente show. Come back on Monday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. No, those dang birds won't. All right. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday. We're going to be talking about Easter bunnies already. Pinto, that's your favorite subject right there.
I love bunnies.
Okay, go ahead. 30
seconds.
Go ahead, Don.
Okay.
We got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Pretty much, except for everything except for real estate, you pretty much can get at shopandsuperhighway.com. Thank you.
All right, I forgot to mention this show is brought to you by shopandsuperhighway.com, the ultimate shopping portal, and you can shop while you can shop there and get paid at the same time. How do you like that, Pinto? Anyway,
awesome, buddy.
I am in and out. I am going to bed with my fluffy pajamas while I may be in a closet. I'll hang out in a closet with my bones and stuff and hair. Later on, people, sweet dreams, and happy 4th of July.
Yes, happy 4th of July.